A scherzo movement would normally follow the slow movement, in this case the funeral march. Obviously, the placing of the march as the centre of the sonata's gravity is intentional, given Chopin's passion to teach, play and analyse Beethoven's Opus 26 sonata with its Marzia Funebre, which contain many similarities to Chopin's sonata. It must be made clear that neither Chopin nor even those well-intentioned editors gave this E-flat minor scherzo a vivace, molto vivace, or allegro con fuoco tempo indication. In fact, Chopin gave this movement no tempo indication at all. I consider that a steadier tempo reveals best the gravity of this fateful scherzo, notwithstanding the known risk of being accused of having no technique to play any faster. First, I will illustrate the easier option of playing this scherzo, coarse and exaggerated in tone, and raced off of its feet. Maybe this is an apt moment to read you one of the sentences written by the eminent authority on Chopin, the late Arthur Headley. This was said by him over 30 years ago, and I'm afraid it is rather offensive. I quote, "In playing Chopin, the tendency has been for pianists, pressed by the insatiable demand for more speed, to satisfy jaded and ignorant ears, to play faster and faster, making a nonsense of the music with meaningless torrents of sound." Unquote. Anyway, to return to the scherzo. A somewhat less thunderous approach now, closer, I hope, to the performance indication so meticulously given by Chopin. Similarly, as in the funeral march, this movement contains a quasi-nocturne in relative major tonality, as a più lento trio, and what glorious passages they are. At the end of this section, bar 144, the left hand accompaniment becomes the voiced melodic line enriched by the treble. What happens when an excess of the famous tempo rubato, or tempo ad libitum, is applied to these phrases? Awful. That was an instance where it is essential to play with sentiment, but not sentimentality. Damaging and facile recipes for interpretation. Chopin's rubato is frequently misunderstood and replaced with the damaging effects of tempo rubato, with the wearing alternations of accelerandi and rallentandi. Rubato and tempo ad libitum are not the same thing at all. It is documented that what characterised Chopin's playing was his rubato, in which the totality of the rhythm was constantly respected. The left hand, he said, is the Kapellmeister and must not relent or bend. Do with the right hand what you can. There are endless examples to be read related to Chopin's views on these matters. Can I risk restating that Chopin relied on his metronome? Well, to conclude this movement, here is the coda, marked here by Chopin to be lento.